And this is what I want to impress upon you. The Holy Quran, when it mentions that some prophet or some prophets brought some dead to life, means he gives new spiritual life to his people. The same word, which has been translated as reviving the dead, has been used about Ahadrat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Holy Quran. Yad'ukum lema yuhyikum. He calls you towards himself so that he can revive you, he can give you new life. Most unfortunately, the non-Hindi Muslims translate the word here as spiritual life as against the same word used vis-a-vis Jesus Christ, where they translate it as physical life, bodily life here. So why this different treatment to the same word when it is used against Hazur Akram sallallahu alaihi wa sallam? It is in relation to him, it is translated differently and is given not an inferior meaning, but in their own view this is an inferior meaning, not according to us. According to us, the spiritual life is the true meaning of the word yuhyikum in the context of prophets. And this is the best meaning you can have in this context. So we apply the same standards everywhere, because we think lema yuhyikum, when it is used vis-a-vis prophets, should always be translated as he gives you spiritual life. So we do the same to Jesus Christ as well. We make no distinction in this regard, no unequal treatment. But unfortunately, the other Ahmadiyya Muslims, although they claim to love Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than Jesus Christ, but that meaning which they prefer for themselves, to which they attach much more importance, they apportion that meaning to Jesus Christ and not to Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now you understand, Jesus did raise people from the dead, but not ordinary dead people from the graves, but the spiritually dead people from their graves.